SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Kenya's President William Ruto has decided he won't sign into law a finance bill proposing new taxes that prompted thousands of protesters to storm the parliament the previous day, leaving several people dead as police opened fire.
Having reflected on the continuing conversation around the content of the finance bill 2024 and listening keenly to the people of Kenya who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this Finance Bill 2024, I concede, and therefore I will not sign the 2024 Finance Bill.
The government wanted to raise funds to pay off its debt, but Kenyans said the bill would have caused more economic pain as millions struggle to get by. Along with withdrawing the finance bill, the president also announced some cuts in government spending.
I am directing for immediate further austerity measures to reduce expenditure, starting with the Office of the President, the entire presidency, and extending to the entire executive arm of government. Operational expenditure in the presidency be reduced to remove allocations for the confidential fort, reduce travel, hospitality, purchase of motor vehicles, renovations, and other expenditures.
On Wednesday, Kenyans faced the lingering smell of tear gas and military in the streets, a day after thousands stormed the parliament in an act of defiance that Mr. Ruto says was an existential threat. It was the biggest assault on Kenya's government in decades. The Kenya National Human Rights Commission says at least 22 people were killed in the clashes, some shot by police. The president acknowledged there were deaths without elaborating, calling it an unfortunate situation, and offered condolences.
The country witnessed widespread expression of dissatisfaction with the bill as passed, regrettably resulting in the loss of life, destruction of property, and disintegration of constitutional institutions. On my own behalf, and on behalf of these members and many other Kenyans, I send my condolences to the families of those who lost their loved ones in this very unfortunate manner.
Kenyan political activist Boniface Mwangi says President Ruto didn't really have a choice but to withdraw the tax hikes.
He drew the bill because he knew that there's a revolution coming in this country. We had said, if you pass the bill, you go home. So bill, go home with the bill, right? So the reason why he had to withdraw the bill, because there's so much public pressure that he cannot pass that bill. He sends that bill, he sends his death warrant.
Some demonstrators, like student Levi Brono, say that despite Mr. Ruto backing down, they will go ahead with a rally planned for Thursday, with many reiterating demands that he resign.
The matter on how Ruto has taken the situation, you know, this guy is very clever. You know, even though he has refused to sign the bill, definitely after 21 days, it will become a law, meaning we'll have to adopt unto it, and as the youth, we'll have nothing to do. Yeah, so what I will say to my fellow comrades, yeah, we are still going for this until we get what we want right.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.